Thank you for calling customer service. This is Dominique. How can I assist you?
Can you tell me what kind of company this is?
Yes, we're a third-party call center that serves multiple companies and over 400 products.
Okay, so I have two transactions in my bank account. And
okay.
One was yesterday, and I didn't authorize anything yesterday.
Okay, may I have your zip code so I can take a look into this for you?
88101.
Okay, and your first and last name?
Kimberly Stevenson.
Okay, and lastly, can you verify that shipping address for me, please?
My address? How come you don't know this already?
Well, I have to get into the account, and I need you to verify that.
So have you found my account is what I'm asking. I don't know what this is.
I see an account under your name, but in order for me to get into this account to assist you with the charges, I have to verify that information.
1100 Sandia Drive in Clovis, New Mexico.
Thank you.
I'm not being mean. I just know there's two transactions that I don't know what they are.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. I'm just trying to, get into the account so I can assist you with those charges. Just give me one second.
One will be for $67.32. The other one will be for $7.95.
Okay, so yes, I do see that. Do you recall going in on December 8th and entering into win a KitchenAid?
I do.
Okay, so yes, ma'am, the reason why those charges, the $67.32, so it looks like it charged you $67.32 as well as $39.99. And the reason why it charged you those two is because it does look like that when you went in on December 8th, that $7.95, the KitchenAid wasn't an automatic win. You was entered into a drawing to win. Yes, ma'am. And if you don't, and it does state in those terms and conditions that if you don't call in and get it canceled within a certain amount of time frame, which is the 3 days grace period, then it was going to enroll you into that monthly membership. And that's what it did, and enrolled you into that monthly membership. But I can get this canceled out. Go ahead.
Yeah, can you take all that off, please? Because I guess I didn't understand that.
Okay, yes. What I'm going to do is I'm going to, because I can only handle the most recent charge, so I can handle this recent charge. I can cancel you out and handle this recent charge, and then regarding the other charge, I'll have to send you over to a supervisor.
That's fine.
Okay, just give me one second. And also, they are considering these charges valid due to it being in the terms and conditions, but I can offer a courtesy refund. 35% refund of that $39.99 back to your card.
What about my $67.32?
I'm sorry?
The charge was $67.32, not $39.95.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I was telling you in the beginning. It charged you $67.32 as well as $39.99. And the most recent charge...
I don't see the $39.99.
Yes, it probably haven't came through yet, but I do see it on my end.
Okay. So what are you going to give me back?
I'm going to refund back 35% of that $39.99 and then send you over to a supervisor so that supervisor can assist you with the $67.32.
And then what about the $7.95?
They will have to assist you with that as well because I can only, assist with the most recent charge.
Yeah, I want this eliminated, period.
Okay.
It wasn't understood on the thing. It was under Facebook. And so
okay.
I thought you were put into a drawing and won. I didn't know you had to pay nothing for the machine. I could buy my own. You still there?
Yes, I'm still here. I'm getting it canceled.
Okay. So are y'all a 24-hour company?
Yes, ma'am, we are.
Okay.
And we're just a third party, so we just assist with the accounts. for multiple different companies. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I want that gone. I want that gone because that's ridiculous.
Okay, I'm almost finished. Okay, so I did go ahead and get that canceled out. I did refund you back for that 35% of that most recent charge, and now I am sending you over to the supervisor, okay?
How much did you refund on the $39.99?
I'm sorry?
How much was it that you refunded back?
So for that 35% of the $39.99, that 35% is $14.
Are you serious?
Yes, ma'am.
$25.
I'm sorry.
So y'all are gonna keep $25 of the $39.99.
Well, that's because of the courtesy refund. That charge technically is valid. Yes, ma'am. And just
send me to a supervisor because I'm gonna turn this into the Better Business Bureau. I really am.
Okay.
Go ahead and send me to a supervisor. Thank you, though. It's not your fault.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.